you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. I'm the floor supervisor in the fraud department. How can I help you today?
Yes, what I'm calling about is my bank alerted me about fraudulent charges because they know I don't normally make charges like this. So anyways, it's charged to me and it's under my name, but I don't receive none of this stuff and I never watch no video. I know. Mm-hmm. And I got charged twice out of Hawaii for some kind of cream and stuff from you guys for $119.99 twice. And then I got charged $6.95 twice from you guys. I know it's under my name and I know it's my card or whatever, but I did not order this. I'm 63 and I'm good with what I look like. I don't need that shit.
Okay, ma'am. I will be happy to go ahead and assist you.
I'm sorry.
Can I have the first and last name and zip code, please?
My name is Melissa Geister.
Okay. And the zip code, Miss Melissa?
48865.
Thank you. I'm looking for the account with that. Okay, I'm still here. Can I have the shipping address, please?
It's 2802 Cottage Drive, Orleans, Michigan.
Okay, I've pulled up the account with that information. Thank you so much, ma'am. I am showing this is in regards to the, one second, I'm looking over the order. One moment. I'm here, give me one moment. I'm just looking over the
order. I understand.
They just updated our system, so now it abbreviates most everything. So I have to click more than once to see the full product information. Mm-hmm. I apologize. I'm still getting used to the updates.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than them, huh?
Once I just learned a new system, I'm like, okay, I got this. I know how to work through it. I'm like, dang it, they updated it again.
Right.
I'm like, okay, where do I find that information on the new, on the updated version? Okay, so I'm showing it's for the, I'm going to spell this to you, Lanera. I may be pronouncing the name wrong. Glow, it's a face cream and eye serum. That's spelled L-A-R-E-L-I-A, Glow. Are you familiar with that product, ma'am? That was initially
no,
a trial that was done.
That's what I was trying to say. She asked me if I watched a video. No, and I didn't, or a survey. No, I don't do nothing like that. I wouldn't even get this stuff. You know what I mean? I'm sorry. I just don't believe in it. It makes me mad. You know, I'm just, you guys are my last ones to check on because I've already had to I'm already getting money back from three other companies. Not you guys, though. Not on makeup, like an iPad, you know, stuff like that. So I'm just going down the line, and you're my last numbers to call.
I understand. So you're stating that the trial and this account for the face cream and eye serum is fraudulent. You never authorized.
There you go.
Am I understanding you correctly?
Yes, the bank got a hold of me and let me know about them. So I went there, and yes, they are fraudulent.
Okay. Did anyone else in your, I do need to verify, did anyone else in your household possibly process that order on your behalf for the face cream and eye serum trial and end of trial costs, ma'am?
I don't believe so, no. I have an 8-year-old here, but that's it. She has her own phone.
You're good. I just got a part of the process.
Yeah.
Got to ask.
I know.
It's kind of probably repetitive. You've probably been asked this again, but part of still the process.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I know. I'm sorry.
Okay,
I'm probably irritated.
No, you're fine. Trust me, you're fine. I've had customers that wouldn't even let me assist them until they've said what they all had to say, even though they asked me questions. So you're good. No worries.
Right. Right.
I'm sorry this is going on for you, ma'am. Give me a moment.
Yeah, and they tried to tell me that this product was delivered on the 6th of my mailbox, but I'm telling you, sir, you can come search my house. I have nothing like that. I never received anything.
I do see it was
shipped to you,
and it was delivered. But again, since you did not authorize the charges for
the trial,
I'm going to go ahead and proceed forward with getting this file, this fraud. I do need to verify, though, the email we have on file is mgeister95@gmail.com. Is that still a good email to reach you at?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's mgeister. It's mgeister.
59@gmail.com.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. And then just to verify, the phone number we have on file is 616-477-3763. Is that still a good email
yes.
for you?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. I mean, not email, phone number. Thank you for understanding what I meant. Okay. Now that I got the contact information verified, I also need to verify, is there any dispute with your bank or card company? That would actually prevent me from filing the fraud claim today.
Is there any what?
Is there any dispute with your bank or card company that would prevent from me from filing the fraud claim today? Like, is there an active dispute for the charges?
No, there is no disputes. No, I just, they canceled my card. I had the bank cancel it because I can't keep paying. I'm broke. All my money's gone.
I understand. No, that won't be an issue as long as it's with us. Are you still with the same banking establishment, ma'am?
Yes, I am, and I have to wait 7 to 10 days for a new card.
Okay, no worries.
This will bum me.
Well, I'll go ahead and proceed forward with filing. This is fraud then for you today. I do need to let you know that whenever we file anything as fraud, we will contact the local authorities and provide them with the IP address on the account for them to verify the owner of that initial device that was used to create this account. They'll also verify the location of where it took place so we can get to the bottom of who did this for you. Would you like me to go ahead and proceed forward with filing this fraud claim for
you? If you have to, I don't know what you guys have to do, but I just want my darn money back, that's all.
Okay, do you want me to proceed forward with the fraud claim for you then, ma'am?
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay, well, I'll go ahead and get that file this fraud, and then I'll be working on your refunds. Please, for your fraud claim, please stay in line. I'm still here. I'm filing as fraud. Thank you for your patience.
Oh, you're fine. You're fine.
No worries. I'm just updating you. Thank you for your patience, Mia.
I was just holding my phone and I set it down. I got tired of holding it up.
Okay, I just finished filing the fraud claim itself. I'm just working on your refunds for you. So just bear with me a little longer. I apologize.
That's all right. I understand.
Unfortunately, you don't have a refund all button.
Right. Wouldn't that be nice?
It would, but I feel like it would also be a double-edged sword because if someone's not paying attention, it would. It wouldn't work. So I understand why they know. Because
right.
It can be clicked incorrectly when it's not supposed to. So
right. And like I told the bank, I got 3 daughters and they might get in my phone, but I asked them. Mm-hmm. They said they didn't do that. But so it shows that it come out of my phone, then fine, you have your money back. But if it didn't, then because I didn't make the charges, you know what I mean? I didn't authorize it myself.
Yeah, it would have had multiple security layers. Like, when you placed an order, it would have had you verify the card information. Even if you have it saved to your phone or something, you would have had to verify, the security code to process it. And then click agree. And there's multiple steps to do it. To process the order to prevent that type of thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, because my card's already in my Gmail, you know what I mean?
Yeah, even if it's in your Gmail, it would have still had you verify the back of 3 security
numbers.
Questions, which you would need and it wouldn't show you it.
Gotcha. So
it would have not allowed to process if there wasn't a physical copy of the card.
Right,
I don't
right.
think your granddaughters would have that. Which means somebody would have had to copy your card information from somewhere.
There you go.
Which, by the way, do you save your card information to your virtual wallet?
No,
on
I
your
don't.
Phone? Okay.
No. No, I don't do that. I don't even have my bank account up on my phone like most people do.
I recommend not to save any card or debit card or credit card information to your virtual wallet. If you have to have a card like on Google Play or something, I recommend using a reloadable card that isn't attached to your main account. Just
there
because
you go.
I have personally had that happen where that virtual wallet on my phone got hacked and then my Google wallet got hacked. And that's how someone got that information. So I always keep a reloadable card on the file just that I can a Cash App or a PayPal that isn't directly linked to my main account that I can just pay out of and load money on when I need to. I recommend trying to do that because that will add a little extra security of layer protection when you shop online. That way people don't try to take
Right. Yeah, they're just as good as a kid.
I also recommend, because I've had this happen, so I've found ways that have helped me prevent any issues on my end that my bank recommended, which I would assume if your banker knew, they would recommend it too. But they also recommended like trying to get some type of shielding wallet. I don't know if you've seen those. Like, they're those little metal wallets that keep the cards from being read and the chips from being read on the card.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that's another something to look into. I don't know the exact name. I got shielding sleeves instead that work the same as the wallet because I like my Stitch wallet, so I didn't want to exchange it. But those work just as well. You put your cards in, and it has whatever the wallet's made out of, and it disrupts those things from being read. Mm-hmm. As well as it keeps your cards from being demagnetized by your phone if your phone's in your bag.
Right.
That's a plus.
Right.
Because phones do demagnetize cards over time.
I know, isn't that crazy?
Yeah, because they give off low radiation. But still can affect magnets.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I just thought I would share that information while I'm getting this handled for you. You know, tips I've been told, and then they've worked good for me, so I thought I would share those with you.
That's awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is actually the first time this has really ever happened to me. I don't know what the bank, they had an old number, and I had given my, then they finally realized, oh yeah, this is her number. Then they finally got a hold of me, and I'm like, what the hell is going on? So I told them, well, how much money do I have? I had like $68 left. I just, you know, I don't really go anywhere or do anything.
No, I understand that. My equivalent doing things are usually...
I pretty much pay my bills. I'm on disability, so every dime counts.
Everything's so expensive. Now I feel you. I understand. Groceries have gone up. I'm like, oh, Lord.
Yeah, it's horrifying. Like, I take a part-time job. You can only work so many hours when you're on disability, so but you're still pinching.
No, I understand. I completely do. Like, I'm the same way. I'm like, wait, that's not what I did. My money, who do I need to talk to? Who did it so I can talk to them?
Right.
You know, I'll be nice until they start being difficult, and then, you know. I try because I take calls. I try to be nice to the agents. When the agents don't be nice, I'm like, okay, look, I take calls just like you. So I'm not saying anything I shouldn't. I'm just raising my voice because I'm upset. So don't take it personal.
Right. And I need to say that because, you know, I'm not normally this type. Everybody calls me an angel.
You're good.
And I, you know, I'm always there for everybody else. It just bums me out this happened to me. It's like, man,
I'm sorry.
She asked me to give it to you. You know what I mean? That's who I am.
Mm-hmm.
If I had it.
You're good. I'm just working on the last refund. And you said there wasn't any dispute or block, correct?
I said what? Card.
There wasn't any dispute or block with your bank account for the charges.
No. We just canceled it because of the fraudulent charges. I didn't want no more happening on it.
No. Getting a just new card, case. You know, getting a new card, you would still be able to, no, if you, it was if you
right.
blocked the charge itself or placed
yeah,
a
I'm
block
just
on
gonna,
the charge, that's where it would have caused
yeah.
issues. I'm going to have to refund
just gonna
the last
brand new
two
one.
Charges differently because it's not letting me do it on my manually. And give me 1 second.
Okay.
I have to go in a different part of the system to issue the $6.95 that went through. It's not letting me do it like it did for the end of trial cost, which was the $119.99. That went through successfully. Refund wise.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Just give me one more moment and I'll have the last two handled. Can you hear me okay, ma'am?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Just want to make sure. For a moment, I couldn't hear you. Staticky.
It's snowing here today.
Well, that's nice. We didn't get snow this year. I wish we would have got a little flurry, even if it didn't stick. It just would have been nice around Christmas.
Right. Right. I lived in Texas before.
We got cold weather. And then we
got
rain the next day, but it wasn't cold enough to freeze. Not snow enough.
Right. But I lived in Alaska for 4.5 years, too, and I loved it there. The first winter was horrible, but after that, it was great.
Isn't Alaska actually very green?
Yeah.
It has a lot of forests and stuff.
Yeah, it's beautiful there.
And a lot of the plants, they're used to the cold weather, correct?
Yeah.
Like, to the weather changing, yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Like, when people say Alaska, my mind always first goes to Antarctica. And I'm like, wait, no, I don't think that's the same. They're not the same. I think they have green. They have snow, but they have green, too.
I've been following the weather pattern, and the last few years, Alaska's been warmer than Michigan. That's scary. We need all them icebergs.
That is very scary. Sorry. Is that better?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, sorry. My mic tends to sometimes... I'm unplugged. And then when it's not, then it's, I know it's the other connection. But I apologize. Okay. Okay. So I've gone ahead and got the refunds issued. I'm just going to change the account really quick. So give me just one more moment. I apologize.
Okay.
I was hunting for where to get it submitted because, again, they just, like I mentioned, they just changed the system. So I'm like, okay, where is the area I need to go to for the issuing it the different way? Again, I understand they update things, but I'm just like, oh, goodness. Give us a manual. If you're going to change it so much, give us the manual to navigate it. Okay. So you should hear a notification via email for the refunds and to MGEISTER, and that's 59 at Gmail.
Yep.
Okay, I just want to let you know that's the email we're going to be sending any notifications regarding your refunds to, okay?
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Now, are you ready for your confirmation number?
Sure.
Okay. It is going to be for, did you get the cancellation number as well?
Yeah, I do have that.
Okay, just wanted to double check that as well. Okay, so your first your refund confirmation numbers for the face screen will be 8134672219. And that's again for the face screen charge.
Okay.
That's for the $199.99 and then the $6.95 for the face cream.
Okay.
Yeah. And then now the next one is going to be for the eye serum charges. Okay. The refund confirmation number for that is for the $119.99.
All right.
Remember, and that is going to be for the eye serum.
Uh-huh.
And then the other refund amount will be 60
for the face cream.
The same amount, $6.95 for the, again, same product, just the shipping charge, the eye serum. Yeah. They're both the same amount for eye serum and face cream, just different confirmation numbers for each product's refunds. Okay, you ready for that?
Yep, I'm ready when you are.
Okay. It's going to be 813-461-9089. 089?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Is there anything else I can do for you today, ma'am? Any other questions you have for me?
No, you have been so awesome for me. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, ma'am. Well,
I really appreciate all your info you give me.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure.
I wrote everything down. You don't know how much you mean to me today. Thank you so much for being so kind to me.
You're welcome. I appreciate your patience and you allow me to assist you and get it handled for you. I appreciate that.
Thank you so much. You have a wonderful day.
You're welcome, ma'am. You have a very wonderful day as well. You stay safe out there.
All right.
Bye. Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.